It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And now, we will welcome in former Falcon quarterback and analyst for the Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer. Dave, let's start with that. I don't know if you saw anything coverage-wise or anything the defense was doing differently, but I'll say this. Kirk Cousins said it to you in his post-game interview. He used the word anticipation. I think that that was one of the biggest things that stood out to me last night about that passing game.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Mike. His trust in guys, I think that you and I have discussed this a great deal. It's kind of an elusive target, if you will, no pun intended, for quarterbacks as you begin to try to anticipate throws, trust that guys are going to be in the position they're going to be in, for them to be to declare what they're doing. It's clear that you can see what they're doing, those kind of things. That's all something that you have to grow. It's organically growing on this football team, and it certainly sprouted last night, no question about it. And Kirk was brilliant last night. He was seeing things. In all honesty, I thought Baker Mayfield was really good. He just didn't get to touch the football, and we knew a little bit of how that felt the first four games of the year. We only run 50, 51 plays. Atlanta runs 81 plays last night. We talked about it in the pregame, didn't we? One of the things you and I were talking about was, you got to run plays. You know, you got to have some experience. You got to be out there long enough to make some of these things happen. And they did all of that, ran 81 plays last night. It's the first time they've had two receivers go for over 100 yards since September 13, 2020. Got to go all the way back to the Seattle game. They opened the year and lost to Seattle, and Russell Wilson ran through for 420. You had receivers Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and Russell Gage all went for over 100 yards in that game. So it's been a long time since they've had that kind of production.
Yeah, Arch, I think you're not getting credit for the – you're the real hero in last night's game. If you guys don't know, Arch had to, was made to stand during offensive possessions, and it worked out pretty well for us.
Did you have your lucky jock strap on too, Arch? I mean, sheesh.
Arch, the defense, I mean, I just had to check the final stat line where I thought Baker Mayfield, the way it felt to me, he threw for like 300 yards and four touchdowns. He only threw for 180, which is in line with this defense. But let's go to the sequence, which is not getting a lot of talk because of how great the offense played and the way they win the game. But they get the turnover. Jesse Bates creates it as Tampa is trying to ice the game and he maybe kick a field goal, and they do nothing. In fact, it's four and out. Oof. With an interception. And then talk about how this defense bowed up and they force a three and out where they send Tampa backwards and out of field goal range.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, I thought there were a couple of really good late game third down defensive performances. I thought when they got deep in Atlanta territory earlier on and Grady Jarrett made a tackle for a loss at about the 10 or 11 yard line and got him behind the chains, they subsequently picked up a 5 or 6 yard gain to get themselves inside the 10. And the David Onyemata came up with a sack deep in the red zone and forced a field goal. That was a sequence that happened in that second half as well that I thought was part of what you're talking about. The defense, when you give up, 30 points in a game and they run for 160 yards, you start kind of having a bad taste in your mouth. But Bates makes the play to get the ball out, and then you get that defensive stand there where it looks like, you have to go for it. It's 4th and 15. Kirk tries to force the football up the field to Mooney. It's intercepted, Levante David, and I think there were probably some people that were headed for the aisles at that point, turnstiles. But they did a really good job of shoving them back. They were fortunate; they got a penalty in there as well, but they shoved them out of field goal range. So there's no question that the defense deserves credit, and it seems weird on a night when you win 36-30 in overtime that you'd credit the defense. But they made moments. There were moments in the game where they certainly provided an opportunity for this offense to get rolling.
Arch, I want to pivot a little bit. I want to talk about a guy that we've been pretty hard on because it just seemed like at times he was kind of checked out and just not able to get separation, and that's Kyle Pitts. Obviously, he comes alive, and I kind of mentioned this in postgame. I think this game was important in more ways than one. Not only do you get him some stats, but I think that you run the risk if you don't start getting him targets and catches that he just altogether checks out, right, as you move forward. Instead, last night, complete pivot, a 180. They get him involved. He has almost 100 yards receiving like you talked about. What did you see that was different for Kyle Pitts last night in this game plan for the Atlanta Falcons that allowed him to get those touches?
Mike, they got him the ball early. I don't know that there was anything necessarily different that they did. And, obviously he gets that stunning kind of punch to the gut for the Tampa Bay Bucks, where they try to come with zone pressure. And it's something they've done all year long. Todd Bowles is noted for coming for it with extra guys at your quarterback, 5, 6 guys. He'll rush 4, and they won't be conventional guys. There'll be 2 guys off one side and 2 DBs coming off that side as well. So he really mixes up the rush, but they give zones away. They play a lot of zone blitz. They'll come with 5 or 6 players, and they'll give up areas. And they're thinking, okay, we're going to get home before you can get the ball out. And Kirk was so dialed in, he finds Kyle on that seam route early on, and that just seemed to shoot adrenaline into his system. And you hate to have it that way, that you need to get the player the ball early in the game. But Kyle just might be one of those guys you got to get going early. If you can get him the ball a couple times early in the game, because he was running with the football with some ferocity. That was some of the things. You remember, you and I stood there and watched him in training camp. You and I and Bo watched him in training camp, and he was so aggressive in catching the ball. And Kirk was challenging him. Is that the best you can do? Is that the best route you can run? I thought they got back to some of that. And maybe Kyle heard some of the outside noise that he wasn't a very good player, and that maybe he was just an average player. He was everything you wanted last night from him. He was running aggressively, catching the football. I thought that he was very – very demonstrative. That's the word that comes to mind for me. It very, very distinctive as to what he was going to do. And I thought it was because he got the ball early on. Now, hopefully that's not the starter that he needs to get him going every week, but it certainly was last night.
Either that or you read my Twitter account. Arch.
Nobody reads your Twitter account.
Well, that's good. Let me tell you something. Last night, we've been talking about who's Cousins' go-to guy. And it looks like there's 2 of them. He was 21 of 29 last night for 259 yards and 3 touchdowns when targeting Mooney and London. But take me into that last drive. Was there something that he saw where it was a matchup thing? Because they run the ball to Algier on the final drive. You get a yard. And then it's London, London. And then Hodge comes in for London. And he goes right back to the same spot in the field. Almost as maybe it was the same route. You tell me they're different. You see that part more than I do the way we both watch the games differently due to our job. Was that a matchup thing that he saw with a certain player, then he just wanted to expose it? Or what was going on with that? Because that was London's ball that Hodge caught.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the first one obviously is a little bit different route. It's more of an in or a dig route. He gets up the field about 12 yards and breaks to the inside. and makes the catch. The second one that he catches is a play where it's exactly the same play that Hodge catches, just a stick route or a hitch route in the slot. He runs up at about 7 or 8 yards and hooks up in the zone. They're playing zone. They're trying to keep the ball in front of them at that point. You know, they realize that if they give up a field goal, they're going to get the ball back. They just don't want to give up a touchdown. And at that point, that was one of those deals where the offense was really humming, and they're just trying to hold onto the rope and get off the field. So they're willing to give up a 5 or 6 yard stick route and force you to third down and see if they can get off the field. But when London catches his second of those passes and the first of the kind of those little stick routes I'm talking about, he breaks a tackle and gets up the field. That's when he takes the shot to the ribs that knocks him out of the game, knocks the air out of him. And so Cordero comes in. Cordero runs the same route. And again, all Kirk is doing is, I got to get the ball out. You know, I get the ball out. Let me keep us in manageable third down situations. Let me continue to eat up yards, keep us in situations where we convert and stay on the field. And Cordero just makes a play. And Zion McCollum tries to strip the throw and tackle at the same time. He slips over the top. And Cordero just turns and there's nobody there. If you go back and you look at the play, Ray McCloud gets a block for him that really kind of frees him completely. It's just hustle, guys staying in the play. But go back and look at the play. Ray McCloud comes in from the other side of the field and gets just a piece of the safety, which provides that crease for Hodge to turn on the Jets and go win it.
Yeah, it's such a great call. Just enough to kind of reroute the safety coming from the other side of the field. Finishing up here with Dave Archer here on the morning shift. Arch, we're kind of up against it, but I want to keep the main thing, obviously talk about the big Falcons win, but I got to give you the floor a little bit to talk about what happened at halftime. That's Matt Ryan going into the Ring of Honor. You obviously covered him for his entire career. You got a chance to visit with him last night. Just a special night for him and his family.
He's one of the all-time greats, and I hope that people realize, I appreciate it, Mike. Real quickly, I mean, you guys can go over the numbers, but 10th all-time in wins, 7th all-time in yards passing, 9th all-time in touchdown passes, and 6th all-time in game-winning drives. And well, how fitting was that for him to be in the building for a game-winning drive by Kirk Cousins? But everybody asked me, what was the biggest attribute, or the main attribute that Matt Ryan brought to the table that you admire? His ability to lead, his ability to throw it in pressure. I said, just the guy that he was. He was an unbelievable teammate. And you know that, Mike. He was an unbelievable teammate, just a phenomenal guy to be around. And he was not going to be outworked. And he wasn't outworked. In fact, there weren't very many people that did as much as he could do.
Yeah, I love it. I told the story last night, Arch. I said I had a few times that I got a chance to get beers with Matt. Never a time went by that he didn't offer to pay the tab, and I think that says a lot about what his character was.
There you go.
Was,
you love that guy picks up the tab. Bo, listen, pick up a tab from time to time.
I don't hear you. I think your phone's going out, Arch.
Bo's going to Irish that? Goodbye and dine and dash on me, man. So appreciate you. Hey, Arch.
At this break, I want you to go read your Twitter account. Think about picking up the tab, okay?
Arch, man, enjoy the mini bye. Hopefully you get a chance to sit on the couch, drink a beer this weekend, and watch a little NFL football on Sunday, man. Thanks
you
for hanging
too,
out with
brother.
Us.
You too, brother. Enjoyed sharing the airwaves with you
Absolutely,
last night.
Man.
Good job.
That's Dave Archer, Falcons radio analyst. Good stuff, man. We're still riding the wave.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.